Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, May 6th. A 26-year-old Kincardine man has been sentenced to 7 years in prison after pleading guilty to charges relating to a fatal collision he was involved in while driving a stolen pickup truck at a high speed last year. Jeremy Hogg pleaded guilty to several charges in an Ontario Court of Justice in Walkerton Tuesday, including dangerous operation of a vehicle causing death and bodily harm for his role in the November 7, 2021 collision on Grey Road 4 east of Durham. Officers responded that day to a truck being driven erratically and at speeds of upwards of 150 kilometers an hour. Hogg struck an oncoming car after running over a spike stick deployed by West Grey Police at Camp Oliver Road. A 40-year-old man died in the collision and his 14-year-old daughter was left with serious injuries. Hogg will have 6 years and 3 months left to serve behind bars after receiving credit for 9 months of pre-sentence custody. He was also convicted and sentenced on charges of possession of property obtained by crime, assaulting an officer with a weapon, and theft under $5,000. The court also ordered a lifetime firearms prohibition, 20-year driving prohibition, and a DNA sample. The third official day of the Ontario election campaign has the leaders of the province's major parties talking housing, education, and transportation. Progressive Conservative leader Doug Ford announced today a commitment to build a GO train service extension to Bowmanville, while Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca stopped in Kitchener to talk about education and says if his party forms government, optional grade 13 would be offered in high school. NDP leader Andrea Horvath is promising to spur the construction of 1.5 million homes over the next 10 years. She says her party's plan aims to make it more affordable for families to have their own home, not speculators wanting to make a fortune. Statistics Canada says the national unemployment rate fell to 5.2% last month. That's down from 5.3% in March. The national economy added 15,300 jobs last month. Ukraine's deputy prime minister says about 50 women, children, and elderly people were evacuated from the Azovstal steel plant today. Battles are reportedly being fought inside the perimeter of the complex. Meanwhile, a Pentagon spokesperson says over 200 Ukrainian soldiers have finished howitzer training outside Ukraine, and about 15 are now trained to use a mobile air defense system. There was also reportedly a prisoner exchange today, according to Ukraine's deputy prime minister. Russia gave over 41 people, including 28 military personnel. It's not clear what Ukraine gave to Russia in the exchange. In sports, Game 3 is set to go tonight in Tampa Bay between the Toronto Maple Leafs and Lightning. 7:30 puck drop. The series is tied 1-1. In Ontario Hockey League playoffs, second round series opener between the Sioux Greyhounds and Flint Firebirds and the Kingston Frontenacs and North Bay Battalion at 7 this evening. Last night, the OHL Under-18 priority selection was held and the Owen Sound Attack took three players. Tristan Caldwell, a defenseman from the Nepean Raiders program, was Owen Sound's first round pick. In Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays play the second of four games in Cleveland after dropping the opener 6-5 to the Guardians last night. And in local lacrosse, the Owen Sound Junior North Stars are on the road to face Six Nations at 8 this evening. Tomorrow, it's the season opener for the Bug Juice Senior North Stars at Six Nations. 560 CFOS will have the game live on Leon's and MacArthur Tire North Stars Radio at 7 p.m. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.